Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they see them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Live from Tobey Beach,
it's the car show.
The Motormouths. Yes, we're not looking at a studio console today, folks.
No, it's much nicer.
We're looking at a sea of beautiful cars. You have tuned in to Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, today live at the Tobey Beach, Town of Oyster Bay car show. Your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, man at the helm, and in a different chair today, Joe D.
Yes.
We have our executive on the board, Chris Scholes, helping us out on the board today. Chris, thank you for being with us.
Oh, anytime.
Yes, and we got it back. We got Jim behind us.
The eye is not in the sky.
He's on our backs.
He's got our backs today.
And you can, of course, come down, and I encourage you to come down and check us out at the Town of Oyster Bay, Tobey Beach. But if you can't make it and you want to get in on the fun and ask us how nice it is, you can give us a call at 516-572-7440. Check us out on the web, motormouthradio.com. Same address on Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram. Of course,
Real
it's Joe's favorite.
Underscore.
Motormouth Radio. That's right. And you can see what the things we get into when we're not here at a car show, the things we do during the week. We try to break, blow up, and bend and do all sorts of crazy things. So and we post it for people to see.
Yeah.
So here we are. This is our second remote from Tobey.
It's absolutely gorgeous today.
This one is it's a beautiful day. This one's off to a nicer start than we had last time.
No rain. Right. No tornadoes, windstorms, and all that other stuff.
Nope.
It's an absolutely beautiful last day of summer.
You got that
right. It is the last day of summer. That's right. Unfortunately, that's true.
And the tent doesn't hit my head.
Right. We were able to walk under our tent today because we don't have the abbreviated one we had last time.
And you're also not doing this from a cell phone.
That's correct, too. Uh-huh. We had connectivity problems, and that's all been solved.
Yeah,
so
this is a tin can and two strings there.
If you're here, stop by. We're in the row. We're opposite the band shell where all the food trucks are. And we're right in the middle of food trucks.
Food trucks!
We're between the Iron Chef and this black thing with the Honda generator. I'm not sure who that is. Who is that, Chris? Do you know?
It's like a brick oven pizza place.
Oh, pizza.
Like a whole oven fire run.
We're going for lunch.
Damn, yeah.
We're nestled right between the
it
two.
It really smells good, you know?
I thought that was your cologne.
No, that's the gas leak on that.
I know you prefer the pesto style cologne because you usually wear that in the studio. But
right, yeah, but that gets hard to scrape off. You end up using the power wash, that really hurts. You know,
that accounts for the green scabs that I thought were. I didn't know what that was. It's just the basil, right? A little of basil.
I was like, oh yeah, you know, you never.
When you're in the aisle of food trucks, you talk food, right?
Yeah. We also got aisles of cars here, too.
Oh, they're, you know,
all different kind of cars.
We were able to walk around a little bit and see some of the stuff. And, of course, we got locked into all the second-gen Camaros. And there's a chrome Corvette just a few stops away from us that is, I guess it's a plastic, you know, it's like that the plastic chrome.
Yeah, it looks like a wrap.
Or it could be a wrap, right. It could be a wrap.
It's pretty incredible, whatever it is.
It's pretty. I did try to take a picture of it. We'll see if it comes out.
Ain't losing that in the parking lot, that's for sure.
No. You just look for the reflection. Look for something that's killing birds. And we did that. We scattered a few guests. We'll have a few people coming in to talk with us later on. They'll stop by, take some time out of their hectic schedule. And
they're like, hey, they let you win again?
Right. Well, that was the thing, just getting in. We had to, because we're not actually vendors, yet we're not show participants. We kind of fall in the middle, and obviously we're in the vendor spaces, and I did bring my car, so you could say it's not being judged.
Ah, the goat.
But we kind of fooled them on both.
Don't judge me, man.
Right, don't judge me. We fooled them on both counts.
Yeah, I was going to. I bought the Camry today. And I rolled up and I said, "Hi, can I have the dented piece of crap glass?"
Yeah.
And I said, "No, sorry, Phil.
It's filled."
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we have to go with the goat.
To go with the tow rigs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, getting in here may be tough. I know before when we were coming in an hour and a half, 2 hours ago,
that line was like halfway up the beach. Over
it
there.
Was. This show does have a heck of a draw. There's a lot of other shows out on the island today. There are more events going on. The Belmore Street Fair, of course. You know, the rest of WHPC is at the Belmore Street Fair, and I see no one volunteered to come down here, so we don't have anybody spinning and throwing out flyers. But that's okay. I think our good friend Steve Kelly from Revelations. We'll come in later on.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll stop by and see us.
He's always a willing participant there.
So, yeah, give us a call and talk about your car stuff. Of course, if anybody's, I don't expect people are in the house sitting and listening to this show today, but if you're out in the yard or on your boat or at a car show,
you better be outside.
516-572-7440.
Yeah, and if you've got car questions or whatever. Like, what am I doing sitting home?
Now, Joe,
on a beautiful day.
You mentioned that the Corvette you've been talking about on the show that you've been working on may be here today.
Yes, I hear the guys at the UD said, "Hey, is it all right if this guy picks his car up?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, by all means," because he wanted to participate in the show, and it was ready to roll. And unfortunately, my schedule kind of didn't allow me to be there to supervise its pickup, but...
Well, if you didn't supervise its pickup, that means he also didn't hand you a handful of cash.
That's all right. I got people for that.
True.
I got two very, very useful people for that.
That's very true.
Yeah, so besides that, he's an old friend, and, you know...
Yeah, when you deal with people, you know, you really don't have to worry about it.
Right, right.
So that was the button up on that job. Encapsulate that. What was the last...
well, when I ended up doing bits... We ended up having problems with the heat, with the control head. But once I got the control head in...
And that's for the HVAC, right?
Yep. I turned it on, and the fuse popped.
Oh, no.
So, sure enough, started doing a little quick checking. Ended up being a dead short. Oh. And what happened was is that during the... This is a big block car, but it's had some modifications done to it. And the compressor wiring was done by... I'm not sure whether it was Stevie Wonder or Ray
Mo, Jones. Larry, and Curly?
Yeah, no. Mo, Larry, and Curly could have had gone to rehab and done a slightly better job than this.
Okay.
So one of the wires has gone straight to ground. So when you engage the compressor, pop, goes the weasel. So ended up just making a little replacement harness.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. Got to dig up some connectors.
Right.
Believe it or not, Standard made the original GM style spade connectors for that, and ran the right color wires, routed it correctly, put the thermal fuse, which used to blow the infamous thermal fuse.
Right.
Which from the 70s was a big thing, because it just had to get hot and it would just go away.
Hence the thermal part.
Yes.
And then the fuse part.
Yeah. Well, what would happen is that it would. If it actually physically got too hot in the engine compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have some older caddies that would pull that crap.
Yeah.
So what I did, too, on this one, was I physically relocated it, you know, added a little bit of length of the wire out towards the fender wall more, so that way it's not right near that thing could probably heat a small city.
Right, right. It does get warm, yeah. I mean, under the hood is warm, and everything warm. In there is...
Warm. I was making freaking french fries on that thing.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
And that car's a factory flat hood?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs like a ZL1, you know, something with an open, you know, cowl hood or something that'll vent that heat out.
Yeah, this thing's really, it's really original looking from the outside. You know what I mean? Correct the wheels. It doesn't scream what it is, except when you hear it coming.
What wheel dressing is on that car? Is it hubcaps or are they?
Rallies and trim rings, yeah.
Rallies, okay. Because, you know, in those years they had those, I don't know if 72 had it. I know the earlier ones did, 68, 69. It was a hubcap that kind of raised to a cone in the center, and it was all like little ribs.
Right.
I don't know what that was. There's a name for everything. There's, you know, everything.
There were option codes for that stuff.
But that was... Where's
Billy G when I need him?
Yeah. I'm not a big wheel cover guy, but that's one that I kind of liked.
Yeah.
It was interesting looking. But, well, that's good. So I wonder, we don't know if he made it. You know? I guess if he finds us, we'll just turn on
the AC because the compressor's not charged yet.
Right. Speaking of AC, I did see our good friend Bill Carberry from Kappa Radiator. He's just about five spots down, right? He's going to come up sometime in our 2-hour broadcast today. Of course, well, Yeah, what's Kim's listener's name? The guy that hates us. I forget. There's like three of them.
There's all cadre of them.
So he's not listening to us now, but in the second hour, he's going to hate it because he called after we did the last remote.
Where's Kim?
Yeah, he called like, hey, where's Kim? I don't want to hear about this car stuff. This car crap. I want Springsteen. It's like, well, sorry.
She's in a 69 Chevy with a 396 making her way over here to the car show.
There you go. Coming in class.
Heads with four and four.
And a hearse on the floor.
But at some point in time, and during our remote, Bill Carberry should be stopping in to talk with us and say hi and, tell us about the biz.
About cooling. Yeah. Because let's face it, Meltdown is not fun.
That's Jimmy number one. Is the
Jimmy number one?
That's Kim has, I think, four Jimmys. I don't know. You know, like we got if you look at our list of regulars, there's there's a couple Jims, there's a couple Johns, we got Bobs, we got a few.
We have a whole rogues gallery of them. And that's one of the things about growing up in New York is that a lot of the names are similar, so that way you have to add something to the guy's name to denote him from the other guys. Guy, for example, was Joey Funge.
Right.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Right.
Joey Camaro.
Right.
There's all kinds of things that...
Our good friend Cliff stopped in before with four buddies, and they all had names, Paulie Windows.
Paulie Windows, yeah.
Right. And
it was kind of funny. I was looking for the Apple guy.
right. But, in New York, that's definitely a New York thing. You may hear that in other places somewhat. But
we seem to have the corner on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, Richie's like, he used to have, like, Richie Bondo, Richie Turbo, Richie,
right.
Richie Pans, and getting that name is just always fun to find out.
Well, that's the thing. You can't give it to yourself, and someone has to give it to you, and sometimes you get a name.
Nice, bud.
Yeah, that's like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a name that you don't really like, but you have to live it. You want to live it down or change it, but sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Or you can own it.
Or you can own it. That's right.
I was named after a mushroom, so.
Yeah, you've had a few. But, that's it. So if you have a nickname or want to give us a nickname, you can call us at 516.
Call us anything.
572-7440, and we will certainly entertain your calls and stuff.
I've had a few nicknames throughout the years.
Have you? What are some of them?
So freshman year, I ran our cross country.
Go figure.
Yeah, I'm a big kid, and I ran cross country. So I recently just got a tattoo last week, and it drew me to it. It's actually a Stitch running with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
My friends always called me Stitch on the team because, when you drink a lot of water, you run, you get like this pain right here.
Right.
I called it Stitch. I was like, what are you saying? And I'm like, well, it's a Stitch,
Right.
And then I used to have the nickname Tipsy.
Okay.
So I was a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout.
Oh, really?
And
cool.
Congratulations. That's a high honor. That's great.
So we'd go upstate to a Boy Scout camp, Onteora, located in Livingston Manor, about a three-hour drive. And I flipped four kayaks in 1 week.
Damn.
So it was really funny because sometimes I'd be all the way out,
right,
and I'd have to drag it all the way back in.
Oh, man.
It was pretty funny.
That's tough. What were the harder, or what did you think were the harder badges and honors to earn as an Eagle Scout?
The harder badges, like the merit badges, you mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of merit badges can be earned at summer camp. You need 21 required merit badges, Eagle Scout. So you have to get citizen, I'm not going to list all of them, but probably the ones that you need to complete when you are with an actual merit badge counselor is family life, personal management, and citizenship in the community.
Wow.
Those are the big three that you need to complete. So for citizenship in the community, it took me about 2 years to complete because I kind of like put it off because I didn't really need it. So a lot of my merit badges I earned upstate at other Boy Scout camps. I finished Boy Scouts with 53 merit badges.
Wow.
There's 121.
Okay.
And one of my good friends actually got every single merit badge.
Really? Was that like a personal goal at some point? Or
for him, yes. He actually earned Eagle Scout when he was 15 years old.
Wow.
I got mine last year.
Wow.
Because I wanted to enjoy my Boy Scouting career.
Sure.
But my Eagle Scout project, I did it at my local parish. I built them a storage closet, and I repainted their cafeteria.
Okay.
So that was kind of, and I put a decal of a Bible quote across an archway that they had.
Okay.
So I tried to do as much as possible for my parish. I went to Kellenberg, so I had more of a reason to do something for my parish.
And you had a good education. Yeah, obviously.
And I'm a Nassau now, so.
Right, well, there you go. But that's you see, Joe, now I know we're in good hands. We got an Eagle Scout with us. What's going to happen, right? I know.
Like what could go wrong?
We could whittle a kayak, or we could make fire out of something. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm sure we can, with what we know and what he knows.
We could tie stuff in knots.
Yeah, we could probably untie stuff out of knots, too. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Very impressive.
Thank you. That's cool.
That's just indicative of like some of the kids that are out there at Nassau. You know, some of the students. You know, it's great. See, there's a lot of, everybody says, Donnie's kids today.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a lot of good ones out there.
There are. And there really are.
Sitting right next to us is living proof.
You know, back when I was a member of my local Kiwanis Club, and of course, that's a public service club. That's what you do. And one year, there was a guy that came in, a student who came in, and he was working for his Eagle Scout badge. And he worked with us, because we do all community service, and he kind of worked with us a couple times. It wasn't when I was doing the car show, though, so we didn't rope him into that. But he did help us with some projects that we did, and it was a nice experience. You know, it's always nice working with, like we worked with a lot of kids that were in the schools, younger kids. There's a couple of other groups that are geared towards the youth. And it's nice because you see some of them just kind of get it, and they, you know, you can tell like, all right, you're going to be something when you get older. You got something on the ball. And other ones are just like, la, 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 la. Like, when do we eat? You know? So that's great. That's good. We ready to take a break?
Yeah.
I'll try and pull a song up for you guys.
We'll take a quick break, reestablish on Motormouth Radio. Ray, Joe, we got Jim in the back, Chris on the board on 90.3 WHPC.
We're going to move it to a little immigrant song, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah!
Immigrant song, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Motormouth Radio.
With DJ Scholes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, do you go by DJ Chris? I
go by DJ Dr. Scholes.
DJ
I kind of
Dr. Scholes, okay.
Stole it from the podiatrist who worked very hard for that honor.
With that. Yep.
The doctor is in the house, yes. Yeah. Now, that's one thing, Chris. Motormouth Radio, back at the beach, Tow Bay. We are having a great time. 516-572-7440. Give us a call. And while we talk about Chris's DJ career, how did you get into spinning music?
Well, I have a friend who does DJ, actually runs his own company, his own business called Own the Moment Entertainment. And I've always been around it. Last year, I signed up for the radio during the open house at the orientation that I had to participate in. Uh-huh. And I didn't think of anything of it. I thought I was being like, okay, I learn the basics. But right now, I love doing this, and I actually want to make it, in the future, I want to make this into a career. And October, I'm actually making a montage and being nominated for the IBS Award of Best On-Air Personality.
Nice.
Yep.
That's good. You know, and it's always, it warms our hearts because, you know, the generation we came through the rock generation. I mean, that's what we grew up with. So to see guys who are younger than us playing, you know, keying in on the newer music and the older stuff, it's nice because, you know, like, nobody wants to think that what they come up with is just going to go away. You know, we don't want to think that our time is going to be over and that's it. And music has definitely stayed. You know, I think we're in, well, maybe the people before us said the same thing, but I think rock music isn't going anywhere, at least not yet. So it's good to see, you know, Joe,
not
we've talked about that a lot.
Not for a little while.
Yeah.
We're still hanging in there. So yeah. It is beautiful out here, I got to say.
Is it? It's a nice day. We got a nice breeze. It's nice. If you're anywhere out on the south shore of Long Island, you may want to swing by Tow Bay. You can probably get in pretty easy now because it's...
Get over here.
The show cars are in.
Yep.
And you can get into the Spectator lot pretty easy. There's a lot of food trucks. I don't know how many, but there's probably 30, 40 of them at least.
Nice.
And everything from baked goods, which is one of my favorites, to pizza, another one of my favorites, to all needs ice cream. Bring that down. There you go.
Yeah. I was going to put my lip up, but...
You could try that. I know our buddy Kilowatt Kevin may be coming in. He's out in PA. I spoke with him yesterday. He may be coming down and stopping by. I don't know if he's going to bring his goat or not. But,
More the merrier, that's for sure.
It is. You know, it's a nice time to see. Nice time. It's a great weekend to get your car out and give it a run.
It's warm, but not too hot. Yeah, it's not particularly humid. And you know what I really like? You know, that's not bed music behind us.
Right.
That's real motorcycles.
I don't know how these mics are damped, but if you hear it, it's not our stomachs rumbling. It is a cadre of Harley-Davidsons. We're pretty much right across the road from the motorcycle parking area, which is another one that's near and dear to my heart, so that's fine.
Adds to the effect.
It does.
We actually just had a fan come up. He said he's never seen you guys in person before.
Oh.
Didn't give you his name.
And he's very disappointed.
His name was Brad.
Brad. Okay. He's never called. We've never had a Brad call us, so that's cool.
He said he listens every week, and he's...
That's great.
Nice.
That's really cool.
He said he was listening to you guys right now in his earpieces.
So. Oh, okay. Hey, Brad.
No kid.
Nice. Yeah. I saw you. You had the bike. I didn't get to didn't know who you were. Yeah, it's kind of hard to talk to people when you're trying to
come
do
by and wave at us again. Yeah. Come on, I don't know what to call him.
Throw a Zeppeli, you know? We'll
Jeff Zeppeli.
There's a big thing of potatoes outside the Iron Chef. I told Joe all we need is the cannon. We could have potato shots, but you can make a Zeppeli cannon, right? You
could... Yeah, but that would be like... Splat.
Powdered sugar everywhere.
Splat, yeah.
You got to catch them in your mouth.
I would try.
I would try it, too. Yeah,
I'll take that bet.
I'll do the beignets. I'll go down to New Orleans and get fresh ones.
Oh, boy.
Then we'll shoot those at people.
Road trip. Hey, Jim's got a wagon.
Saddle up, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we got the perfect vehicle, right?
That's cool. Got plenty of room in there.
I'll bring the hoopty.
There you go, right.
That's what I call mine. It says I fixed it recently. It didn't pass inspection. So
did you? Yeah.
And I put new end links on and fixed the right front brake hose.
Okay. Well, the brake hose is very important.
Brakes is good. Yeah.
Very important. Yeah.
Her dad did the work on my car.
Oh, okay. Is your dad a mechanic? He's just a car guy who works at home. He does his...
He just fixes a lot of cars, and he likes working on cars.
Okay. So has he been doing that kind of all his life like we have, or...
Yeah, he does, like... electric work. Like, he did all the electric work in our house. A lot of the plumbing. Did everything.
Right.
He's just a handy guy.
All kind of people.
I feel like I'm talking to my daughter here. What does he do for a living?
He works for the fire department for FDNY.
Oh, nice. Fine.
So
very good.
He was a paramedic, and then they had me. So now he just does... he does, like, intake. Like, he's, like, when the fire department... The firefighters go for, like, their physicals and stuff.
Yeah.
He does, like, when you were, like, the hospital.
Oh, like the pre-exam, like triage.
Yeah, that's
right?
What it is.
Okay.
I just couldn't think of the name.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, and has he been into classic cars, hot rods, anything like that, motorcycles?
He's not, like, into cars. He just loves fixing them.
Ooh, nice shit. German Shepherd.
That's great.
We got hot rods of another kind. Nice, beautiful German Shepherd walking by. So he just likes to fix them. Yeah, obviously he has a great mechanical knowledge.
I told him for his 60th birthday I would buy him like a nice car, like a show car. He's like, I don't like cars like that. But I was like,
yeah,
it would just be fun for you to have, like, have something to do.
Because
he's always looking for something to do.
I should meet your dad. It's like, you know, yeah, here's my show car. Like, paint? No. Yeah. We don't need paint.
We don't need the stinking paint.
Just need to run. You know, it's always been me. The mechanicals have to be right. It's got to be spot on. It's got to do what it's supposed to do. And the cosmetics, that comes later because that's just a...
Start, stop, and go.
Too many people tart up. You know, they can tart up a car, and the paint is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. But then there's all sorts of mechanical problems or, you know...
Nothing more embarrassing than having to push a really sweet-looking car down the street, you know, with four of your friends.
And yet there's no embarrassment in hanging over the fender fixing your own car when it breaks down because you know how. Oh, that's great, Kat. That's good. There's car guys everywhere, I tell you. They are definitely...
He said to me, I don't know how to fix end links. So we kind of just eyeballed it.
Okay.
They were so rusted. He took a Sawzall, too, and just shaved them.
Sawzall,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at the shop. I mean, we do that. Of course, you try wrenches. You try impact tools. Next thing, all the penetrants.
Torches.
You try that. Then we go to the flame wrench, which is the torch. I love the oxyacetylene torch. That's always fun. Then that usually works on everything. But then there's the other tool, the inductor.
That's the new high-tech version of
that. A guy stopped down at the shop the other day. He's one of Mike's friends. He does their alarm work. He's got a 67 Mustang, I think it is. Small block. He brought the carburetor out. I may be rebuilding it. But he said he had a problem with this car for the longest time. He loosens the distributor hold down, and he can't turn the distributor. It's frozen in the engine.
Yikes.
I said, okay, it's an aluminum distributor. It's a cast iron, intake. And
dissimilar metal.
Dissimilar metals. I said, now, there is a gasket that should be between the two, which should have helped isolate it or insulate it. And I said, if there is or there isn't, it doesn't matter. It's still stuck. So, he tried tapping it with a hammer and a mallet and whatnot. No good. I said, I would dose it with some penetrant, let it sit. The car's not going anywhere. And I told Mike, I said, if you want, take the inductor and run over there one day and wrap the inductor lead around it and see if you can free it up. So yeah. I said, he was real concerned because it's the distributor. And I said, I look at this like it's just another rusted, another frozen bolt.
It's a hunk of metal, yeah.
That's all it is. It's a distributor. At the end of the day, once it comes out, maybe you got to replace it.
Sure.
They're not expensive for a small block Ford,
No,
I know in 7-Eleven you get the Chevy parts in aisle one. I think the Ford parts are aisle two
three.
Or three. Right.
Yeah,
it's three, depending which 7-Eleven you're in.
Let's face it, small blocks, especially the Winds motors.
Right.
Yeah, they're pretty common. I mean, at one time people used to turn their noses up on them, but since the Mustang thing of the 90s.
Right.
Yeah, they've definitely come into their own.
Absolutely. A lot of times with the distributors, too, the distributor body is okay, but the gear gets stuck.
Yes, seized.
That's another issue. Mm-hmm. So,
the oil pump drive.
Right. Yeah, depending on the car. So, it's all mechanicking. It's all just a matter of you find a problem or a problem finds you, and it's how to overcome it, how to fix it. So, like those tie rod ends, we got to get them out. And then the thing to do is the easy way, if you don't have an alignment machine, once you take it out, you set the new one up to the same exact length as that one because there's a lock nut and you can turn it to give it a length and make it the same length. And then when you put that one in, you're good to go. You can drive. You may still need the alignment because you might have needed it before, but at least you're not going to have wheels that are cockeyed down the road.
Two different directions, yeah.
Right.
That could be embarrassing because as you drive down the street, you sound like your own single-person car chase. It's very embarrassing when people think you're having too much fun.
Absolutely. And we are having fun here at the Tobey Beach Car Show at, of course, Tobey Beach. Let's see what their schedule is. We've gone through half of it already. 11:30, the Mystic performed. That's a great band. But at 2 o'clock, judging ends for show cars. So I guess the judges are going around right now looking at cars. At 2:15, Kids' Choice voting ends. I guess I did see a youngster. I met him. He's only, I think, 12 or 13 years old, who's with someone else. He's doing some judging. And then at 3:15, the show winners are announced and the show ends. So that's what's going on. So there's still plenty of stuff.
Plenty of time, plenty of cars.
You can come down here
and sit
and visit us if you'd like. Bottom of the hour. How about another break, gentlemen? Let's reestablish on Motormouth Radio.
Yes, sir.
Ray Guarino, Joe D here with DJ Chris, DJ Chris, Dr. Scholes. And we got Jim in the background. And we got Kat over here hanging out. I thought Lois was here. She left. I don't know. The people are changing. I have a hard enough time in the studio keeping track of things. Out here, it's even more. And we'll be back. There's got to be about 6-8 of them.
There's a buttload of them.
There's a bunch of them where he really just outsmarted the higher entity or the computer, and I think that I'd like to see that compilation because as you watch the episodes,
man does have a legendary line of crap.
Gained Spock's respect.
Yep. Yeah. Worked for computers. Worked for women.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Unknown entities, space things flying around.
Yeah. No, he's our guy.
Carbamite maneuvers being like one of the
poker.
One of the favorite. Yeah. Just playing poker, of course. Spock had a line like, what is this poker? He didn't know what poker was. Interesting game is poker, right. Yeah, exactly. And a guy like, you'd think Spock would be the guy to do that, right? He'd be the guy that would have that up in
him. He's a chess guy.
Yes.
That's right.
Three level at that.
Yeah, three-dimensional chess.
Something that we...
I can't even do two dimensions. I can't even do one dimension.
I was a single-dimension player. I did play a lot of chess.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. We have all kinds of stuff coming in from all different places. We got text. We got Facebook. We got phone calls. We got all kinds of stuff happening.
Yes.
I see somebody standing up on the roof there waving flags.
So, is that Is that is that a signal?
Yeah, they. It's an old Navy thing, I think.
Yes.
And then over there we have some smoke signals, and you never know what we're gonna have now.
Smoke signals was the newsletter from the Pontiac Oakland Club.
Yeah,
that was the name of the newsletter. We're having a little trouble, I guess. Oh, we are good now. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Highway 2 and Greta Van Fleet.
DJ Shoals, 9.3 WHPC. Sweet and so fine.
what a great kind of car song.
Let me tell you something. Joe, you were plucking on that headphone cord like it was a G string. Chris, you were hitting every drum lick. Yeah. I was watching you because I was doing the same thing.
It's a great song, dude.
Yeah.
That's a perfect driving song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're going down Ocean Parkway on a day like this.
Right.
Nice car.
As long as the local law enforcement is looking the other way.
Right. We're all playing our respective air instruments here at the Tobey Beach Show. And I see pizza going by, ice cream, all the stuff that I want to have later on. And if you're in the area...
I just gained 6 pounds smelling this
stuff. I know. Shoot down to Meadowbrook or the Wantagh. Head east on Ocean Parkway and you'll see signs for Tobey Beach. Make the U-turn, come in, and you'll be treated to all
there's
sorts of...
There's hot rods, there's food.
Beautiful
cars. There's all kinds of stuff.
Right. There was live music. There was a band.
On one end of the show here today.
Yeah, there was some live music going on. And, of course, all the vendors there. I don't know if there's... I don't think there's porch vendors. I think it's all food trucks. But...
Jim got a clock.
Right. Okay, that's true. He did get the clock. So, check
the guy,
it out.
Yeah, Paul's Rods and Restos are here, and they have quite a collection of clocks, and they were having them on sale today. And as I was explaining, the original garage clock they have kind of died, and every time we go up and look at the wall and we're looking at the clock, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, it's broken.
Yeah.
So the wife was like, you're buying a clock today. It's like, okay.
Home Goods wasn't good enough for you? You mean you couldn't go to, like, the dollar store and pick up, like, that's a garage clock?
No, of course not. No, it's got to be something cool. It's got to be hot rod related.
Okay.
I'm loving the hat he's wearing today. I like the hat you're wearing today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, see? It's too bad this is not a visual medium, but it is a very cool. It's like...
You will see a proliferation of hats and glasses and all sorts of sun garb. Like this lady has here, she's got the nice wide-brimmed hat, which is perfect to keep the sun off your ears and your neck. I was always stunned, and I just go out and get burned.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but what the heck?
Well, a day like today with
red's
so much sun out here.
My favorite color.
But thank God we have the tent. So.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yes.
This is a godsend.
No stress. No.
I even bought extras just in case you guys had more problems with that.
Yeah, thank you.
And my neighbor here in the car show, he has a tent and went to open it up and the thing came out in 5 million pieces. It's like, uh-oh, now what do we do? So I said, hey, I'll tell you what. I'll put mine up for you guys. Here you go. And they're enjoying themselves, them and their Yorkie and their, what is that, 32 Model A?
Is it?
Next to you is a Corvette. Yeah. Oh, the one behind you.
Yeah.
That, good God, what is that? Is that an A? I guess it's an A. It's in the 30s. Yeah. Beautiful car. My God, black, red, it's beautifully pointed. That's a fantastic car. It's got a New York 32 license plate, so that's a Model A, right?
Yeah.
Or is it 30? I can't see far. Maybe 1930.
I can't see that far.
Yeah, I think it says New York 30 on it. But yeah, definitely Model A. With the rumble seat, which is cool.
Yeah, those are definitely that's the kind of car you do want to go for cruising.
Yeah. You know, speaking of cars and all the stuff we do, Joe, there was something I wanted to get into last week I never did. The thing that we do most, and of course you mostly, is diagnosis.
Right.
And you do it on the higher level scale when the cars are like, oh my God, get this to a tech, someone who can read, you know, put that, plug that funny thing in and look at the thing with the
lines.
Plug
in the machine.
Right. The machine that fixes the cars. Right. Well, I had another issue on a low tech scale, but it reminded me of, it's still diagnostics, and the path you take has to be sound.
It's got to be organized. You have to have critical thinking skills with this stuff.
We had a problem with the washing machine at home.
Right.
close with wash, but then at the end of the last cycle is a spin and rinse and drain, and it wouldn't drain. Sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't. So I look it up. I take the model number of the washer. Of course, I went to the internet and searched. And the most common problem was either you had to redistribute the load. The load would be off that would cause it to not drain for some odd reason. And I know that this thing has a very sensitive drum, so I thought that could be the problem. Or the pump is clogged and it's bad. So inspect the pump. So to inspect the pump, of course, the whole machine's got to come apart.
Yep.
So we played with a few things. It worked. It didn't work. It was good for a while, and it was bad again. And then I said, okay, today's the day I got to look at this thing and really tear into it. So what I did is there was water in the drum. I said, okay, let's go to a rinse cycle and a drain. And as it was draining, I heard the pump making a noise, and not a bad noise, like it was trying to pump.
Okay.
So what I did is the hose that comes out from the pump, what I had bought years ago was a multiply ribbed hose that has a pre-made 90-degree bend in it to go into the PVC, you know, so you're not making a hard bend on a piece of soft hose. So I squoze the hose. And I picked up a change in what I heard. I'm like, okay. So then I took the hose out of the PVC and I squeezed, and I looked at the bend, and even though it was pre-made, it looked to be kind of squashed down.
Yep.
So I squeezed it the other way.
Squishitated.
I got a splurt of water, and then I squeezed it harder, and it split in half.
Whoa.
The hose, over age, even though it was pre-made and molded, had taken a set and constricted and wouldn't let the water out.
Technical term for that is decrepitated.
Right. I took my knife out of my pocket. I cut the hose. I said, let's try it now, and it was wonderful.
Gosh.
Trip to Ace Hardware, buy a new hose with a different reinforcement, and now the washing machine is fixed. So the takeaway is, before you pull the whole damn thing apart and get into millions of screws and nuts and bolts and little pieces that you got nowhere to
critical
put them,
thinking.
Try the easy stuff and use your head. So I really thought that was, you know, that was something that would play in, because it was, you know, diagnosis related, and it's what we deal with all the time when we work on cars. You have to try and find what's the problem.
You know? Well, let's see. It was Friday night at the UD. One of our co-conspirators there, who sells cars, had this Jeep Cherokee, you know, late model, 2015 Jeep, no headlights.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, so what could it be? I'm like, I don't know. I says, like, this car, like, the lights are controlled by the body computer.
Right.
So, well, can it be a fuse? I'm like, well, maybe. You open up the cover, and there's 87, literally 87 fuses.
In that box.
In that box. So at that point, it's like, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You know what I mean? And usually I just go with moe.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you just can't. Dr. Jeffrey, hang on. I'm doing diagnostics here.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
So,
good meeting our callers.
Yeah. See, that's right. See, we do really exist. So I said, look, I need a scan tool. I got to have this. What do you need a scanner for? Headlights.
Right.
Well, it's a late model Jeep. It's got modules.
Sure.
It had a code for two headlights.
Oh, boy.
Both headlights under current.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, guess what? Stick a test light in it. Command it on with the scan tool. You don't have to use the switch. Nah, just command it on with the scan tool.
Right.
Because this way, if it is the switch, you just tell the computer, I don't care what you want to do, you're turning on.
Bidirectional control.
There you go.
Well, now we have the fortune
Thanks
of having...
The guy just didn't want to change two bolts before.
Right. Having one of our callers, who we've never met, or I've never met, walk in, and Dr. Jeffrey was with us in the parking lot studio. How you doing, Jeff?
good.
You look nothing like what you sound like on the radio. I'll say that, because that's what people say.
Still got the one head.
I've seen your pictures on the website, but...
And you still came down anyway, right?
he's a brave soul, what can I say?
Yeah.
Ponytail looked good, Joe.
Thank you.
A man that carries a stainless steel scale in his pocket can't be all bad.
See?
You're a man after my own heart. I usually have a veneer caliper in my back pocket, but not today.
It tends to leave
That's my
long.
Third favorite tool.
Oh, a pick, yeah, 90-degree pick, yeah.
See? Sure. You never know when you're going to need that stuff.
Get you out
it's
all
good
sorts
for pulling
of
pistons out when they get holes in them.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Oh, is that what happened? Your pistons were busted and they were all...
Well, a few years ago, the timing belt went on the Kia at about 60 miles an hour.
Ah.
And one of the valves flipped upside down and punched a hole in a piston.
Now, that's a trick that's not easy to pull off. A flipped over valve. That's not easy.
Well, it's an interference engine, so it's actually kind of easy.
Well, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, after the first part happens, then it becomes easy. Yeah, my Fiat's an interference engine.
Then later,
also.
After I did the head, I thought it was only the head. I flipped over to the next cylinder, and I thought there was a funny thing in the cylinder. It was catching a few threads on a rag.
Right.
So I pulled that piston out, and the wrist pin pushed the back of the piston, cracked it, and it cracked the block.
Oh, wow. Okay. Total loss.
Yeah, that engine was done. That was a paperweight.
Toast.
Congratulations, you have a new doorstop.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, you gotta love it. So,
make a good boat anchor.
Yeah. Exactly. Or, you know, it's paperweight, if you do a lot of paper.
A lot of paper.
Yeah, that's it. Some of us still use books. They make fun of me because
they bumped you up. They bumped you up more on the management side, so maybe you could use one of those. No?
Yeah, that's true. I could use it. See, look what we broke this time.
The only guy I know gets a bump in position, but they give him a smaller area to work in.
Yeah.
So what'd you bring today to show off?
Oh, I'm going to win the dented pizza crap category with my Camry. 203,000 miles, God bless, still runs.
That's great.
You know, I figured I didn't want to bring the toolbox, so, you know.
You know, when you sent me a text this morning that you were going to be a little late, you beat me at the show, and I my wife was sitting there, and she said, what's up? I said, oh, Joe's going to have to meet me at the show. I hope everything's okay. She goes, oh, I wonder what happened. Maybe his car didn't start? I'm like, no, the Camry? I'm like,
no.
I said, he's got a fleet like me. I said, he could take one of any, you know.
It's the Camry, God bless. You know,
no, that's not it.
No, the toolbox was just... I just had too much stuff spread all over the place. It was messier than usual.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what the heck with this? Camry's out front anyway, so.
We got to make a concerted effort over the winter to get that Camaro back, because this would be the day to take the Camaro out.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
I know. Unfortunately, it's become a spare parts.
That's what I mean. We have to make a concerted effort to get on that thing and do what it's got to have done to it.
Well, we were talking about getting some cars moved around in the UD, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it's just getting to be just out of control. But, So speaking of out of control, what else you got going on, Dr. Jeff?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
It's the first weekend I've had off in like six.
A
friend of mine that I used to work with, doing car inspections, that's what I do now. He has a DJ business on the side.
Ah,
AffordableDJServices.com, I think, is his website. And he can really rock the house.
Nice.
There we go.
I thought this was a little side gig he did once in a while, but he's got about $50,000 worth of equipment.
Wow. That's serious.
He's got some heavy-duty stuff.
Well, it's like a mechanic's toolbox.
It's expensive. Everything is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
You want the good stuff, you got to pay.
Right. It takes up almost the whole garage.
Oh, sure.
Yikes.
Sure. How many people does he have helping him haul it to and from events?
Me.
You? Oh, great. Great. So you're doing insurance inspections?
No, it's off-lease inspections.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, when you want to give your car back,
they got to go through you.
Checks it out.
Yeah, I check it out. I write them up for all the dings, dents, scratches, cigarette burns, coffee stains.
Right.
Makeup stains.
Oh, geez.
Nice. Okay.
High heel punctures on the headliner. Don't ask.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've probably seen it all, right?
It's really tough on a convertible.
Yeah.
Worst one I did was a Honda Pilot. The interior cleaning was $3,400.
Oh, my God. $3,400?
Yeah.
That's like... take the whole interior out and let's replace it.
Steam clean it and replace it. They had to replace the carpet, which was one piece from the firewall all the way to the tailgate.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But melted crayons, nail polish, paint, magic marker.
Oh, yes. The joy of kids.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Little unruly ones.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I used to find sometimes when you have minivans and stuff like that and you have problems with the airflow and the HVAC system, crayons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Food. French fries, you know, that kind of stuff.
Data
action
events.
Figures.
Right.
You know what I mean? Swedish fish.
Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. And the hard part is that was special that when that ends up in the tailgate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and he started off in the dashboard.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. So, Dr. Jeff, back in the day, what did you drive? We never did breach that subject. Back, like, in high school years and past that, what was your rides of choice?
Probably still hold the record for the burnout, longest burnout at Huntington High School. I had my mom's, and she's in Florida, so she's not listening, 67 Olds 98.
Oh, yeah.
With a 425 and a quadro jet.
Let's hear for torque.
That'll
and
do it.
I went to Sears that morning because Sears was right around the corner, and I asked the guy for two smallest, cheapest tires that would fit on the car. And I went up to the high school, put six of my friends in the car, got onto the last speed bump by the bus stop, and did the power brake. And that car was funny. It had the speedometer coming off the right front wheel on a cable.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew from driving it that the 1-2 shift was at about 50 and the 2-3 was about 75.
Okay.
And probably at about 90 miles an hour, the car started creeping over the speed bumps. I went over the next two speed bumps and out the exit and halfway down McKay Road, and the tires were still spinning.
Wow. 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 Got to get some of them Whitestone speed bumps.
Oh, yeah, them things, yeah. Wow. That sounds like a scene out of, like, Ferris Bueller, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, then I went back to Sears and got the tires changed.
Right, right.
I spent 2 hours scraping the rubber out of the wheel well.
Oh, yeah, 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 before Mom got home, right?
I love the smell of burning rubber. It smells like victory.
Right. Spray it down with Pam first, so at least it'll be, or a silicone spray, so it'll it'll come off. No, that's cool.
My first real car, my car, was a Toyota Carina. But that only lasted a year before the engine just got really tired.
A Carina. Now, what year was that?
72.
A 72 Carina. I'm not familiar with that model. I know there was a Cressida.
It was a sedan like the Corolla, but it had a coil spring rear.
Okay. I know there was a Crown. That was the highest level model.
Crown was a bit bigger.
That was the top dog, yeah.
Then I got into the Corolla with the scaled down Hemi.
Okay.
That was a screamer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was working for Stevens Toyota, who had a Corolla race car.
Okay.
And a Celica race car. And right. I was on his pit crew.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So, now, what were you guys doing for parts back then? Because speed parts, I mean, there wasn't any,
unless I wanted to go nuts like he did and put, like, a cam and a couple of Webers on the side of it.
Yeah.
There really wasn't much you can do to the Hemi.
Right, right.
I was dreaming about a turbo because back then I was going to Farmingdale for automotive.
Okay.
But instead I built myself a set of headers.
All right.
As a senior project.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a nice chassis dyno over there, so we did testing on it. More horsepower and got better gas mileage.
Sure, sure.
But that was all pre-catalytic converter days.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And a little tiny two-barrel carburetor. So.
You know, but the same tenets still apply. I go through this with people all the time. You know, carburation, intake, then exhaust. You know, get it in, get it out. And then next step, you want to change the cam or you want to do a little bit of head work. You know, you got to go through stages. And a lot of guys still make the mistake of going to, like, stage 4 on the engine without doing anything to the exhaust or the things that should precede it. And, and then they end up with a dog, a car that doesn't ride right.
They got to be able to breathe.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Breathing is good.
Even my little Fiat, you know, little 2-liter engine. As soon as I got the header for that car and did the exhaust, it just opened it up on the highway. The car just breathed so much better. I mean, noticeably, you could feel it. You know, I said, yeah, it's just the basis of hot rodding. You know, it's like
my brother had a Fiat 71 850 Sport Spider.
The 850 is a small car, yeah.
Rear engine, 55 cubic inches.
Yeah, they are small cars. My friend Johnny had one of them.
The exhaust was one piece.
Okay. Wow. Makes it easier to take out.
And there was no intake. The carburetor bolted to the head.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Had no oil filter either.
Oh, great. Yeah, Honda John.
So they just knew it was going
to
blow up.
Yeah, Honda John had an 850, and I rode in it once. I saw it, but I never really got to work on it. I looked at it like, oh, it's like, reminded me of a Spitfire. It was, you know, like a Triumph Spitfire.
Yeah, very small.
Very small. And you know, the Spider is about my size, which is about the size of an MG Midget, you know, or a TR6, which that's kind of still small, but I'm happy with that size. And I just heard on the radio that there's going to be a car show street fair out in the Hamptons somewhere. I think West Hampton, where my buddy Mark is.
Ah.
And what one of the prizes that they're giving out, I guess, the raffle, is a 2-year lease on a new new Fiat Spider 124.
Really?
Which I love that car. I love the new one. You know, and mine's an older one, but I'm loving that new one. And I was thinking of actually, I told my wife today, she goes, oh, maybe we should go out there and join them. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know. And I tell you, I would actually buy one. But the thing is, it only comes with the soft top. It doesn't have a hard top.
Ooh, that's a good looking car.
It's the new version of
That looks nice
of my car. That's probably the Aboth version, which is the two tone. Well, I see walking up to the booth is Bill Carberry. We'll catch you.
Food.
Okay.
Food first.
Perfect. In our second, we're coming to the end of this hour anyway. So in our second hour, we're going to have Bill Carberry from Kappa Radiator in Farmingdale come down and talk with us. And good guy to know if you ever need a heater core or radiator rebuilt. Bill is the guy to do it.
He did a gas tank in it for a 53 Caddy up at the UD.
He did the gas tank in my car. He did the radiator. I gave him all that work because he actually does it in-house. You know, he
My stuff's not that old yet. I can still get it on the internet.
I could have too, but I said, you know what? Let's let him rebuild it, and you know, keep the money local, and wherever I can do that, I like to. And you know, it's just nice to have a guy who's a craftsman, you know, who knows his craft and knows what to do.
Yeah, let's face it, there's so much impersonalness these days.
And the internet is great. You know, we all use the internet for stuff. You can get good stuff, and then yeah, but you got to know, like, there's a lot of Chinese parts out there too, which aren't all bad. We know that.
No, definitely not.
But some are of substandard quality, and you gotta do. And you can't always get the answer. That's the problem. You can't always find out what's what.
Yeah.
So
well, my $13 mass airflow sensor is working fine.
Excellent.
It uses that stuff on the periodic, all the way in the end of the periodic table, called Chinesium.
Yeah, it's a new. It was a new box, right?
Yeah, you got that right. But it still goes. That's it. You never know. Some of this stuff is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It all depends on like the people who analyze it and vet it out before they let it out into production.
I know one of the things is aluminum radiators. There's a lot of companies making aluminum radiators, and some of the Chinese ones are very good, but I've heard of a lot of people getting bit by them.
Yeah.
So I think the thing to do is find a vendor who middlemans it, who's vetted it out, like you said, so he knows these are the good ones.
Right.
And all right, he's going to make a little piece on it, but that's the nature of business. I mean, you're actually paying for not having, you know, not getting a bad part, so...
Yeah.
It's not all that much. But.
And let's face it, new spells never, ever worked.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Never.
How much time we have left, DJ Scholes? I got like 3 minutes on my chronograph.
Yeah, we can move to a song. We're going to play Top of the Hour.
Yeah, Top of the Hour. We're going to take a break, reestablish, come back with the second hour of Motormouth Radio live from Tobey Beach with your host, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have DJ Chris Scholes on the board over here. We got Jim hanging out in the back.
Our eye in the sky now has our back.
We're going to have Bill Carberry come in with us and talk all about radiating things and heat transfer.
Heat transfer, yes.
Right.
I like that.
So let's do that. Let's get out of here for now. We'll
just
be back.
Just when we thought we were at, they keep pulling us back.
Stay tuned for another hour of Motormouth Radio. Keep it where you got it. 90.3 WHPC.
Flee! Yes, flee!